There's now a new way for blind and partially sighted people across England to connect with each other. The charity Action for Blind People has launched an online community specifically designed for people affected by sight loss and their families, friends and carers. Known as Action Connect, the social media-type service is designed for anyone with sight loss who wants to link with others to share ideas, solutions, techniques and tips for everyday life. They can also ask and answer questions or simply share personal experiences. The charity is also working on how to take this idea of sharing life experiences of living with sight loss offline for those who don't have internet access, maybe using the telephone and face-to-face meetings to offer people choice in the way they connect with others. We spoke to David Aldwinkle from Action for Blind People about Action Connect, and we asked David whether it's the mass of shared experiences concentrated in this service that gives Action Connect its unique potential.
Yes, we recognise from our work over a number of years that there's an enormous amount of knowledge and skill and experience within the community of blind and partially sighted people that is actually far better placed than professionals or teams like Action in helping people come to terms with losing their sight or kind of changes in their vision or coming up against new obstacles. We've got numerous examples of people who actually a big difference in their life came from when they met somebody else with a similar issue and they quickly overcame some of the barriers that they had. And with the best will in the world, our services would never pick up some of the small things that really do affect your life when you lose your sight.
Going online with this obviously is a good kind of almost instant way for people to keep in touch with one another. How much of this is kind of, if you like, wanting to keep up with the issues of the moment, almost talk on a daily basis, friendships formed, information exchanged in a kind of immediate way?
Well, one of the reasons that we did it was to try and be more reactive. Part of the driver for this, as well as connecting people with one another, and of course when you meet people you want to be able to keep up with them when you want to rather than when other people have arranged for you to meet, or when there happens to be a meeting or an event planned that you hope to see someone at. But part of the reason that we did this also was that we want that knowledge and experience that people have to inform how Action understands life with little or no sight, and therefore how we can be better at what we do. And this means that we are able to connect with people, to be able to be sort of putting out questions or things that we need to know or we'd like to know much quicker, and people be able to respond on their terms when it's convenient for them, rather than having to come to a specific event and make lots of plans and be months in the future.
So how much of this do you see as being kind of blind and partially sighted people communicating with each other? And therefore, how much does Action get involved? You know, are you eavesdropping on this? How involved are you with the conversations, if you like?
Well, we're certainly not eavesdropping, and there's a variety of ways that people can talk through the site. So there is private messaging, which is exactly what it says. There's no way for us to look at that or be aware of what's going on in those conversations. But when people are in public conversation threads or in groups, those discussions are public, and it's not just Action who can see that, but that's open on the web so that others can see it as well. And I think in terms of how much we are likely to get involved, I think that will be entirely driven by what people are talking about. Where there are things that we can add value to, we can put our 4 pennies in and ask questions, we probably will. We'll be watching what people are talking about in the public forums, but the ethos really of Action Connect is that it's driven by the people in the community, and we will only get involved when there's something we can actually add.
So in fact, a kind of spin-off benefit of this is perhaps for people who just want to dip a toe in the water. They might not actually want to connect to start with. They might want to just see what it's all about. They indeed themselves can see what's being said and see whether they can contribute something, or indeed just derive benefit from reading what others are saying.
Yeah, and one of the drivers behind setting this up was a number of conversations I had with people talking about their experience of when they lost their sight. And people were quite commonly saying that they didn't want to talk about it. They didn't have the language. They didn't understand their own emotions. They didn't feel prepared to talk and discuss it with anybody. But what they would like to have done was to be able to listen to others and to be able to just kind of look at what other people are saying. So the idea of making this public is for those people who don't feel ready yet to engage properly. They can see how other people are dealing with issues, what's important in other people's lives, and actually see that people are getting on with their lives and living really kind of fruitful and valued lives with strong family and with help and with work and with all of those things that we know that blind and partially sighted people do. I think it's it's an important tool for others not to lose hope and not to feel so isolated, and again see that it isn't the end of that person's kind of life.
And finally, David, for those who are listening to this thinking this is potentially a huge, rich vein of useful information, but I can't tap into it because I don't have the internet, I don't have access via a computer, I can't use a computer or whatever, do you foresee this ever being used in a kind of third-party way? So people who don't actually themselves have a computer, they're blind or partially sighted, but they know someone who does, can it be used in that way, indirectly by someone?
I see no reason why it couldn't be done like that now. We are working on how we can not replicate this offer in sort of face-to-face and through telephone services, but kind of present a similar type of service or similar type of opportunity for people. And the website is designed so that those offline, if you like, the real world or the face-to-face groups can integrate into the website, and you can have an offline and online model that is linked by the people who are able to use the website, and turn the other way and be in the face-to-face groups with those people who maybe don't feel that confident or don't have the access to the internet, as you say. But absolutely, we're open to all types of possibility, and really we will be driven by what the demand of customers with blind and partially sighted people tells us. And so if people have those interests like that, then you may not be able to sign up, but please do contact us and we'll happily try and move things forward with those people.
And for further information about Action Connect, to find out more about how the various discussions are structured, or to inquire about how to join the online community for vision-impaired people in England, you can email connect@actionforblindpeople.org.uk, or you can phone 01509 632 407. And there's also more information on Action's website at www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk/connect.